So welcome to my talk, Clear Skies, No Clouds in Sight, Running a Business on Free and Open Source Software. A little bit about myself. My name is Hein-Pieter van Braan, but if you talk to me, please call me HP. My mom does, and it feels much more at home. I'm a co-founder of two Godot-related companies, Prehensile Tales BV, which is a Godot consulting company, and recently Ramatalk Incorporated, which is a company that plans to improve the Godot mobile experience. Always be selling, I just heard, so you know. I'm also treasurer of the Godot Foundation, a gigantic nerd, and I started a free and open source code hosting site called notabug.org around the time when, what was that? Gitorious shut down, I think. And my personal blog is at blog.tmm.cx. So what is this presentation about? First of all, can you run a business entirely on free and open source software? Should you run a business entirely on free and open source software? Are you mad? And by that I mean me. Maybe some of you too, I don't know. What does it mean to do this, and how can you actually do this? What this presentation isn't about. It isn't a total lesson on like managing a large fleet of servers. There's other talks about that. There's other people specializing in running data centers with thousands of servers. This is not this. This is for a reasonable amount of people in a reasonable amount of servers. It's also not a lesson in starting a flame war about configuration management systems. So please don't at me if I say something you don't like. I am going to say some things you don't like if you are a sysadmin for a much larger organization. So first of all, can you do this? Well, I've polled all the speakers on this stage, and 100% of them say yes. So that's a good start, I think. So why would you do this? That's, I think, a question that a lot of people might ask themselves. I mean, we're all here at FastM, you're here, so I don't have to talk to you about the benefits of open source software, why you should use free software, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what I'm here for. So first of all, while you can use the free tier of cloud services for almost everything, you can get most of the features. Once you start to get to a certain size, even if you're only as a small company, you end up with 5, 6, 7 accounts for individual users. And it is very difficult for people to figure out what user name to use, or what passwords to use. So you either end up with people using very insecure passwords, so you end up having to force a password policy on them, and then they're just going to write it down or whatever. So, and someone still has to fix these issues if they happen in your company. Now you are suddenly help desk for people forgetting their passwords. At least that's been my experience. So access control is actually the real big one. Once you start to mix a bunch of different cloud services on basic tiers or free tiers, figuring out who has access to what, if everyone has the access that they need, and most importantly, do people have more access than they need? It is very difficult to keep track of which document was shared with whom, why was it shared with